plan? Or do you like things, just let things happen and kind of go with the flow? Well, I am definitely a planner. And if you're older, you might remember an 80s TV series called The A-Team. And there was a phrase that was always used by the A-Team leader, who Colonel John Hannibal Smith. Do you remember what that phrase was? I love it when a plan comes together. I could hear someone saying that. I tend to plan ahead, and I always feel more in control when I have a list. A list I can tick off, an outline for the way an event's going to run, and who's going to do what. So we've just drawn up a very detailed plan for cooking Christmas lunch tomorrow, haven't we? What time we have to get up, when the oven goes on, when the turkey gets in, what time the potatoes on, when we make the bread sauce. That's going to run like clockwork. And, you know, one of the hardest things for me, and I know I'm not alone in this, has been through this pandemic, the fact that our plans have had to keep changing, haven't they? Every 5 minutes, you know, sooner if you got used to one regulation, then they change it and you have to do something else and you have to work out what you're supposed to be doing next. And I think that's really hard for all of us to do so much changing. And when I read this passage in Matthew, I just couldn't help myself thinking about Joseph and how he coped with the sudden changes of plan in his life. So that's what I want to think about. I want to think about Joseph today. So we don't know what Joseph looked like, but I quite like, this is a famous painting by somebody called Georges de la Tour. So he was French, and he was born at the end of the 16th century through to the middle of the 17th century. And he painted a lot of religious scenes by candlelight, but I love the humanness of this picture, the image of Joseph the carpenter teaching Jesus his trade. So what do we know about Joseph? Well, he was pledged to be married to Mary, who he believed was a virgin, and they presumably set the date for their marriage, and he was looking forward to settling down with her in due course. And suddenly, he finds out that she's pregnant. He probably felt that his whole world had fallen apart. His good name had been dishonoured, and most of all, his trust had been violated. All his plans were thrown up in the air, and all his expectations changed in an instant. And Joseph could have walked away, couldn't he, from the whole situation, but he didn't. He listened to that angel who visited him, and he went ahead and took Mary to be his wife. And what I realised as I thought about this was that, humanly speaking, Joseph felt that all his plans had gone wrong. But from God's perspective, Joseph was a very important part of his plan, of God's plan, for many different reasons. And the first reason is that he could trace his family tree right back to King David. And this was very key to the writer Matthew of this gospel, because he was writing to Jewish readers. So at the beginning of this gospel, he did a big genealogy, tracing all those names right back through the Bible to show the lineage of Jesus. And Isaiah 16 says, in love, a throne will be established. In faithfulness, a man will sit on it, one from the house of David. So that was a prophecy from the Old Testament that was really important to be fulfilled in Jesus' birth. But, you know, there would have been a lot of men who were descended from David. And we know, in fact, don't we, that Jesus was born in Bethlehem because Joseph had to go there to register for the census that was being taken. And the town was so packed with people who all descended and had their descent from that family, they had to go to Bethlehem, that Jesus, there was nowhere for them to be born. He had to be born in a stable. So what else was it about Joseph that made him the man that God chose him? For fulfilling his plans? Well, I believe it was about his character. We learn lots of things about Joseph's character in this reading that Tara read to us. First of all, he was really kind and caring. We heard how he didn't want to expose Mary publicly to disgrace, so he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But he also had a deep faith and a respect for God. He paid a close attention to what the angel said in the dream, and when he woke up, he was willing to obey that unexpected command from God, putting aside his early decision in the light of what he'd just heard the angel say to him. Thirdly, he was obedient. He didn't divorce Mary, he went ahead and married her, but he didn't consummate the marriage until after Jesus was born. So he showed great self-restraint and integrity, as well as obedience to God. But he was also, I think, very brave, because he defied the expectations of everybody in that community. He took Mary to be his wife. He did so in spite of people who might have wanted to stone her for adultery. And we also know that shortly afterwards, he bravely protected Jesus and Mary as they fled as refugees to Egypt to get away from King Herod, who was wanting to kill him. I wonder what Joseph felt like in all those months while he was waiting for Mary to give birth. After she found out she was pregnant, there was obviously a long time, wasn't there, before she actually gave birth. Were there moments when he doubted and questioned whether he'd heard the angel right? I'm sure if it was me, there would have been lots of moments like that. He'd have thought, was that dream really from God? I wonder how he coped in those moments. Obviously, he and Mary would have talked about her encounter with the angel Gabriel too, and so that would have helped. But he was human, and it's human to have doubts and questions. But his faith in God helped him to overcome his doubts and to follow the plans that God had mapped out for him, even though he knew nothing about them. And he took Jesus and Mary back to Nazareth, and he brought him up, teaching him about carpentry, but also teaching him about living in a way that was honouring to God. So what about us? Just as God chose Joseph and had a plan for his life, I believe that God knows each of us and has a plan for our lives too. He made us and all the world. He made us with all our gifts and our skills, and he longs for us to be fully the people that he created us to be. Things happen to us along the way because we live in a fallen human world. We get battered, sometimes we lose confidence, sometimes we take steps on the journey that maybe we shouldn't have done. And that's why God sent Jesus into the world as a tiny baby who would grow up among humans on earth, understanding all the challenges of life as a human, and then ultimately he would die for us, so that all our mistakes, all the things that we do wrong, would be forgiven once for all time. God has given us free will to make our own choices, and God loves us and walks with us whatever choices we make, but he longs for us to choose to follow him. And he loves it when we turn to him and we ask him to guide us along the path that he set out for us. So the challenge for us is, can we be like Joseph? Can we be kind and caring to those around us, mindful of what we say, how what we say and do will affect others, putting ourselves into the shoes of other people, seeing things from their perspective? Can we be full of faith, making that choice to turn to Jesus and ask him to be Lord of our lives and to guide us along that pathway he set for us, trusting that God does have a plan for our lives, even when that's really hard for us to see? Can we be obedient to what God is asking of us, even when we can't understand why those things are being asked of us? And lastly, can we be brave like Joseph was, willing to go that extra mile, to take those extra steps, to keep listening to God's guidance in our lives and stepping out into new things, or maybe even talking about our faith where perhaps in the past we would have kept silent? I think for me it boils down to this. Is it God's plan or our plan? Are we willing to follow God's plan rather than trying to doggedly stick to our own plans? That's the big question. It's not an easy one, but it's one that I'm going to leave you to ponder on over this Christmas period. Let's just pray. Father God, we thank you that you had a plan for our world, and you sent your son Jesus into the world as a baby to fulfill that plan, to grow up amongst us, and ultimately to die for us. Father, we pray that you would help us to always be seeking you and seeking the plan that you have for our lives. Amen.